But for so means that even if the lips were not kept together very tightly, but the mouth was closed, so mele no water could come into the inside of the mouth. So then the tefillah is not a good tefillah because it has to be only be a smile. And the second pshat of the Rash, that kotzos vaseo means if she kept the two lips together, sticking together very tightly, so that even the lips, which are naturally a mokim golu, so no water could moisten, could have access even to the part of the lips that are naturally exposed. So that's why the tefillah is no tefillah. But if the lips were not kept tightly together, but just the two sets of teeth, the upper and the lower set of teeth, were kept tightly together, so that no water could possibly come into the inside of the teeth, so then it's a good tefillah. As long as there is no dovarachetzeit inside the teeth, there is no bone inside the teeth. So as long as there is no dovarachetzeit in the Beis HaStorim, even though the mouth was kept closed, but as long as the lips, which are naturally gol, were exposed to the water, so then it's a good tefillah. And from the lashon of the Mechaber, it's mashma that he paskens like the second lashon of the Rash, which is also the shite of the Rosh, because he says, "Oy nosno saro befio oy kotzos vaysel oy kovtzo oy kotzos vaysel oy kovtzo yodo biyen shelbo hamayim bahem." So we also not feel. We also not feel. Loiteche is, the Hashulchan also says that it seems that the Mechava paskens like the second pshat in the Rash. Loiteche is bochavato biyodeo bishas tefillah. Elohim kein rofsi yodeo, kidei sheyoveyu hamayim bimkein achizas yodeo, vi midicho yodeo bimayim tchile shoro, shem shore shemash ketefei asher yodeo kibol meamik. Now, so when we learn the Mishnaya, so we mention the Machlekes, the Rambam and the Rashba. So the Mechava is not even cheshes, he doesn't even mention the shite of the Rambam. He paskens like the Rashba. Usually the Mechaber paskens like the Rambam, but here he doesn't even mention the Shittes Rambam, because according to the Rambam's pshat, the Tanekame is the Machmir, and Rav Shimon is the Meitel in the Mishnah. So what does Rav Shimon say? Rav Shimon says that if it's Rav Seyodeo, even though if it is Rav Seyodeo, so then it is good even without moistening the hands, as long as she holds on loosely to the person or to the keil. So according to the Rambam, so Tanaka, only Rav Shimon is meikil, that when you hold on in a loose way, not tightly, so then the tefillah is a good tefillah. But the Tanakame holds no, that if you don't moisten your hands, and you hold on with your dry hands to the other person or to the keile, so then the tefillah is not a good tefillah. Why? Because we are geizir otomihudek. So we are geizir rofso otomihudek. So we may learn, since the aloch is like Tanakame, if the mechaber had been cheshesh for the shites harambam, so he wouldn't say yelim ki rofso yodeo. So the Mechaber paskens like the Rashba. It paskens like the Rashba. And according to the Rashba, so the Tanakame is the Meikil, and Rav Shimon is the Machmir. And the Aloch is like Tanakame, so Mimele, the Mechaber paskens, that either way it's alright. If he holds on loosely, so then water can come in the place where you hold on to the other person or you hold on to the Kele, or even if you hold on tightly, but you moisten your hands, so the moisture on your hand, so is mechuber to the mayim the mikveh. All right. Elim tirof yedet shiva mayim mok machasas yodo, vimidicho yodo, vimayim tchile shore, shemashke tifeyach shal yodeo, chibo le mayamik. Hatenu bimikveh shein veidet rui, the Rash mentioned that is sefte, the Rash cited that is sefte. Hatenu bimikveh shein veyalomem so, mitzumtzom, imom al haveri kveish yotcho alai bimikveh, harei ze migun. So then we saw that there are two pshatim, the reverse pshat and the Kesef Mishnah's pshat. Now, the reverse pshat is that why does this have to say? Imom al chaveri kvesh yotcho alai bimikveh, harei ze migune. So, because because it looks that he is not doing it l'shem mitzvah. He is doing it for pleasure, l'hoke. But the Kesef Mishneh, so mele according to the reverse pshat, when the Tisefta says migune, it has reference even to a mikveh that has much more than memsom. But the Kesef Mishneh says that the Tisefta has reference to a mikveh that has memsom mitzumsomim. So if any quantity, any small quantity of what will come out, so then there is less than memsom left in the mikveh. So mele, if he told his friend, Kvesh Yotcho, I be mikveh, so the other one holds his hand on him, so it might be that he will take away his hand. So as he holds on to him, to the wet body of the Tevel, so maybe some drops of water are transferred on the hands of the person who holds on to the table. So there is a possibility that he'll take away his hands before the table completed his filling. So by the time he'll complete his filling, there will be memso minus a few drops. Memso because of the few drops that are transferred on the hand of the one who is kevish es yodov on the table. So that's why he's migul. But so in other words, so the mechaber does the kesef mishneh. So he mentioned the din of the tesefte in connection with the case where the mikveh had just memso mitzumtzumim. Because if it had more than memso, so then even after the man takes away his hand and that hand has a number of drops, but there is still more than memso left in the mikveh. Now, so the shach pointed out, harei ze migune dechashin on shemo yitzehem o kedem sheyitveh ze v'nimtzo teimu b'mikveh choser sh'arei choschu memenu hamayim shetofku b'yodesh oveh aval ribosh simu reisa legimu kosav de harambam pireish d'afilu b'mikveh sheyeish bo yeitzel memso harei ze migune. And because it looks that he's not doing it l'shem mitzvah. Alright. Ein etzricho la'agbio ragleo b'shas filoso im ein shomtit afal pi שדרסס על הרצפו, אין כך ציצה, מפני שהמים מקדימו לרגליו. Now, in tailing the kill, now this involves a מחלקת רשאים. But the מחבר passes like the Ravid and the Rashbo, not like the Rosh. Now the Rosh is more מחלק. Now that's based upon a Gemara in Nide, at the end of Mesechus Nide. Daf Samach Vov on the base, at the bottom of the Onik. Omar Rovet. Isho litaymei galgabik v'cheres v'tidbe. So v'rafkaneli meima, so a woman is not allowed to stand on top of a v'cheres in the mikveh and be tevel. Why not? After all, the immersion is in the water. The tefillah is not if she'll fill up the keleh with water and she'll immerse herself in the water that is inside the keleh. So then it's not a tefillah b'secha mikveh. But she just used the keleh as a base upon which to stand. So the tefillah, the immersion was in the water of the mikveh, so why shouldn't the tefillah be a good tefillah? So v'raf kanali meimah, taimeh mayim mishum gzeiras mechatzoyis. In other words, the reason as to why she cannot be tevel, as she stands al gabit lecheres, because if we allow her to be tevel that way, so people say, you can be tevel yourself in the best of two. After all, here she was standing on the keleh. So that means that the tefillah can be done in the keleh. In the keleh. But ho al gabi silte shapedon. But if it's on a beam, so when is there a gzeira of mechatzoyis if she stands on a keleh? Even if it's a klicheres. But if it's on the top of a beam, then it's alright. Omalei, that's what Rav Kana said. Omalei, Rav Kana min al-doye, ho some time in my mission the boys. Silte name be, he said. The reason is why Ishali Taimid al Gabik Lecheres Veitid Bail is because it's possible that she'll be very frightened. After all, it's not so safe to stand on a keleh. So she labors under the impact of the fear that she might fall off. So Mimele, there is a Khshoshe, she will not take all the measures to make sure that she realizes a good feeling. So because of that, it's also to be tevel gabi cheres. So the melee, it doesn't make any difference whether she stands al gabi keleh or she stands on a beam. If the time had been because of zeres mechatzoyes, so people might equate mechatzoyes with the keleh, but no one will equate mechatzoyes with the beam. But since the time is because she might be afraid. So even while it beam, she's not allowed to be taken. All right. So because of that, the Ravid and the Rashba, they both say that from this Gemara it appears that there are two din in respect to being table upon something. One is because of the possibility of fear, and the other one because of Gzeiras Mechatzos. So the Ravid and the Rashba says that the Gzeira of, so there is a difference between the Gzeira Mishum Bise and the Gzeira Mishum Mechatzos. The Gzeira Mishum Mechatzos, so even the Eved, the Tfila is no good for, because it's a Gzeira Mishum Mechatzos, so even the Eved, it has to be taken again. Mashenkin, the Tam of Bise, so that's only the Chatzchila. But the Eved, if she tells us, even though I was afraid, I still was able to make sure that I realized the good Tfila, so then the Eved, the Tfila is a good Tfila. Now, so the Ravid says, when do we apply the Gzeira Mechatzos? Only if it is the kind of a kele that is mikabutum. Masha'in kein if it's klicheres, and the aloha is that klicheres is only mikabutum and mitechei, but not migabei, not migabei, so then the gzeres mechatzoyes doesn't apply. So if, so according to the Ravid, if she stands on something that is used, that can be used as a medres, as a med, even if it's clayates, but if it is used as a medres, as a med, so then it's wrote to be mikabel tume. If it can be used as a medres, so then if she stood on something that can be used as a medres and is wrote mikabel tume, so even the evident tefillah is not a good tefillah because of gzeiras mechatzos. But if she stood on top of a klicheres and the klicheres cannot be mikabel tume migaboy, and she stood on the gav of the klicheres, so then, the Gzeiras Mechatzos does not apply. Does not apply. But, Lechatchila it's osea, to even to be tevil as she stands on top of the Klicheres, because of the Shoshe Mishum Bise. But as long as it's only Mishum Bise, so the Eved, the Tfila is a good Tfila. If she says, in spite of the fear that overtook me, I made sure that I made a good Tfila. And why does the Ravid say that? Because the Roshin is, Omar Rav, each of the time you don't have the Klicheres with Tidlis. So the Rav Tanu imei ma time in my, Nishim Ziras Mechatzois. Ho al Gabi Siute Shabedom. Omar Rav Chone min Adoye, ho some time in my, Nishim the boys. Ho some time in my, Nishim the boys. That al Gabi Cheres, the time is Nishim boys. Why not Nishim Ziras Mechatzois? Why not Nishim Ziras Mechatzois? So the answer is, because if it's al-gaf klicheres, so then the gzeiras mechatzos doesn't apply. Because the chachomim were misaking the gzeiras mechatzos only if she stands on something that is mikabel tumeh. But klicheres is not mikabel tumeh migabei, only mitechei. So the gzeiras mechatzos doesn't apply. So, but why is it osea? Because mishim the boys. If it's because mishim the boys, so memele, the ever the tefillah is a good tefillah. The rosh is not. The Roshite is also that they are two derabonos. One derabonon is that one cannot stand on it kele, even though the tefillah is in the water of the mikveh, but if a kele is used as a base upon which he stands, so then the tefillah is not a good tefillah. Because of Gzeiras Mechatzos, in the Eved it's not a good tefillah. But, whereas according to the Ravid and the Rashba, so the takon of Gzeiras Mechatzos apply is limited only to a kele that is mikabel tume, but a kele that is not mikabel tume. Not, let's say if it's kli kvolim, kli avoni, or even kli cheres that is mikabel tume, but it's mikabel tume only mitechei, not migabei, and she stood on the gav of the kli cheres. So then the gzeiras mechatzos doesn't apply. According to the Rosh, the gzeiras mechatzos applies to every kele that has a kibul. Every kele that has a kibul, whether it's mikabel tume or it's not mikabel tume, so it doesn't make any difference. But suppose she stands on a beam that has no base kibul altogether, so then it's only osea, then it's only osea mishum bise, because of the possibility that she might be overtaken by fear. But some mele the eved, if she says that she's sure that she immersed every part of her body, so the tefillah is a good tefillah. So the nafkemina between the ravid and the rosh is in regard to the case where she stood al gabi klicheres, or al gabi kli avonim, kli glolim, kelim that are not mikabel tumah. Now, The truth is that the Rosh Shite, now the Mechaber doesn't pasken, the Mechaber and Ramo do not pasken like the Rosh, they pasken like the Raivin and Rashi. But superficially, I mean, the Rosh Shite seems more reasonable. Because if there is Xeres Mishum Mechatzoris, so that should depend upon the question as to whether it has a biskibul or not, not whether it's Mikabul Tume or it's not Mikabul Tume. So the question is, what's the Raivitz time? If the Chachomim were Gezer, that you cannot be Tevil al Gabi Kelim, because when people see that you are Tevil al Gabi Kelim, they'll say, what difference does it make whether you stand on a Kelim that is placed on the ground of the mikveh, or you immerse yourself in water that is inside the Kelim? So even when you do it al Gabi Klecheres, people might make the same equation, might make the same mistake. So the Or HaShulchan raises that question. And the Or HaShulchan says, he has no better explanation. So he says, Einach Name. If the people who are likely to make a mistake had all been wondering sometimes, to make a mistake you have to be a big lump. So if we have been cheshesh for the wondering, those who know a din, so then we shouldn't be cheshesh, lest people will equate dobor amikabel tume with the machatzos. Because if someone is a London, he is likely to equate any kele that has a beskibul with base machatzos, not something amikabel tume. But those who are London and who understand the difference between one case and another case, they will not make a mistake. So the Chachomim were only afraid that the ignorant people will make a mistake. And when they, so the ignorant people, so if they see something that is Kabbal Tumei, and of course today, the ignorant people don't know anything, have no idea about Kabbalah Tumei. But because today we don't have any Taren Tumei. But in the days when there was Taren Tumei, so the biggest Amhoret knew of such things, that are Mikabu Tume, what things is Mikabu Tume, what things. So the biggest Amhorets knew that the Klecheres is Mikabu Tume only Miteiche, it's not Mikabu Tume, Mikabe. So Mimele, the ignorant people, the Lomdim, we're not afraid they'll make a mistake. A Lomdim will understand that standing on a Kele does not mean being table in a Kele. But the ignorant person, he might equate immersion inside the Kele with standing on a Kele. But in the mind of the ignorant person, this is how the Or HaShulchan explained it, in the mind of the ignorant person, so only that which is Mikabel Tume is considered a Kele. And something that is not Mikabel Tume is not even considered a Kele. So if he'll see that no one is Teveil on something that is Mikabel Tume, but people are Teveil on a Klecheres, so then the ignorant people will not make any mistake. So then they'll know there'll be enough of a hekka for them. They'll know that you cannot be table in a kale. For aye, you cannot even be table on top of a kale that is in Kabbalah to me. But how is it that you can be table on top of a klecheres? So the ignorant person will say, well, this is not a kale. The truth is that insofar as tefillah b'kelim is concerned, so it doesn't make any difference whether it's the Kabbalah to me or it's not the Kabbalah to me. But the ignorant person will not equate something that is not Mikabel Tume with Kele. So as long as we are misake that a tefillah on top of something that is Mikabel Tume is no tefillah, even though the din remains that a tefillah on top of something that is not Mikabel Tume is a tefillah, so then there is no possibility for a mistake by ignorant people. As far as London is concerned, they won't make the mistake anyway. This is how the Or HaShulchan explains the sheet of the Raivet and the Rashi. Alright. Now let's see. Sif Lamedal. Ein teilu in the keli. Lifichoch im hoyotit bimokim shetiveles lo itanei dal gabi kliyei che mikabu tume. Mikabu. Veloi al gabi nisorim she ruim li midroses. Because it's mikabu tumes medres. Veloi al shum kele horo li medres. Anything that is fit as a mat, as a bed, as a chair, something that is holy medres. Vitidbe, mishum zeras michatzois shel kele, because people who do not know, if they see that you can be teveil on something that is mikabel tume, they'll say that they know is a kele, so they'll say, what difference does it make whether you are teveil on top of a kele or you are teveil inside a kele? Oblo bitovlo, loyol solatzvile. אבל ניסנס היא חביל איז מהיר איסטח הסגלאו, מפני עתיד, וכן מויסמיד על דבק לחרס, ולוי על דבק בקספות, not because of זירס מחצועית. ותדבר, but for a different reason, ואף על פי שאין לחרס מטעמי נגבי, ולוי רואו ממדרץ, חשש חכומים הוא, שמו טיפרה, שלוי טיפל, ולוי טיפל קרוב, עוברו, וטוב לו על גבי אלו, also לתפילה, provided, that's not mentioned, that she is asked, and she says, I remember, that I was on the alert to realize a good feeling. Otherwise, we have to be cautious. Since she was laboring under the impact of fear, maybe she forgot to immerse her whole head inside the water. But if she says that she was on the alert to realize a good feeling, so David, it's a good feeling. Ulfize, mikve sheyesh beshliveis, steps, matrege sheleitz, im tov lal gabi ashliveis, אפילו אם מחוברים לקיסלי המקווה, לא יוצא לתפילה. Even though it's מחוברים. Why? Why? Because, so the gross says, because of ציניה שחוקקים לסייף קובי, because we passed the תורש לסייף חיברי have a תורש. So even though it was installed in the קרק and the steps, so it's still תורש לסייף חיברי have a תורש, so it has a שם קלה, so it's מקבותומה. So ממילא את הקונב, זה נסמחצו, it applies. Of course, I mean, if let's say that is only true, if those steps, when they were manufactured, at the time they were made, they were not made deliberately for the purpose of being installed bikarake, of becoming mechuba bikarake. So then we applied aloche of tzineh shekovev lisei chokeke, that because of tolish lisei chibre have a tolish. Masha'im came if the steps, at the time they were manufactured and made, they were made deliberately for the purpose of being installed in the karka, so then the Nebuhude is deduces from Mishnayos in Kalim that then it does not have a din of Tosh after it becomes installed in the karka. But here the Mechaber has reference to a case where a simple pshutik leitz that was not made for the purpose of being installed in the karka was ultimately installed in the karka, so maybe it's a din of Tosh. We also have to learn, the Pshutei Kleitz, Vitzorich Lasseis bim Kemon Madrigo Shel Avoni, Vitiya HaMadrigo Rechove Dalet. So, if it's Madrigo Shel Avoni, so then it's not Mikaru Tume, so Mele Gzeres Mechatzoi, it doesn't apply. But then, if it's not Rechove Dalet, so then the other Lechatchile applies, because of Bisuse. So, but if it's Rechove Dalet, Mikim Anochat Rego, Kedei Shei Yebo, Kei Hebo, Shio Mikve, Livalti Pochei, Lip Elemen. All right. Silin shalitz, hakavua bikarkias atvilo. Imele livazbas, if it has no rims, muteras lamid al vizil, then it's not a keila, it's not a kabutum. So, now, and then, but pshutik leitz can also be mikabutume, so the answer is, that's only because the pshutik leitz is mikabutume if it's holy metres. If it can be used as a mat to stand down, to lie on, Masha'in came, if it's a tzila in the form of a pipe, it's round, so it cannot be used as a mat, as a madras. So memele, it's not mikabutume, so it's muteras lamid all over it. Loitidveil bimokim sheyesh bikarkiosei tit, mishum chatzitze. Eloim kei titin olav zmei reis, vichayetze ben, dobo shen mikabut shen tur. Viim tov lo, yeish emri, sheloi also lo tfir, raibet virashe, avo rov aposki matir. Why is rov aposki matir? Imol de vishen. Except the Raivet. I mean, the Raivet spells it out. Rashi Shite also appears to be like that. So all the Rishonim say that it's also a Tvile, because there is a Beferish Mishneh, that if you are Teveilu Mito, so even though the leg of the Mito is steps into the teat, but it's Magdin, the water, it's the Mayima Magdin, the teat. So Memele, it's a good Tvile. So there is no Chatzitze. So that's why Rav Poskim say that it's a good tefillah there. Why does the Raivet say that even the Eved also a tefillah? So he says, that's only when you're teveil mito. So the mayim are magdimim. But when a person is teveil, then the mayim is not magdim. He's not magdim. All right. So the Taz in Sif Lamed Aleph mentions that. Hatu kosov al zevelu imire. ותאמים שמעקו ששיק שורוש, שאיר בסיוס, מה שמסניס נעמד מעמיתו במים, אף על פי שרגלו שקט ותי תאירו, לשמיים מקדימים. ואיר בסיוס, שמרן תירוץ אחר, לשם רגלי אדום, שיש יסך שש בין אצבעי סוף דמיפש. So it's a question of מציאת. All right. Loitid beir bimokim sheyish chashash sheyiru bnei odom. Lipnei shemiteir kach mimaheres litveil veino midagdekes bitfil. So that's a gemore also daf samach vov omid beis. Isha loitid beir binomo. Now, but the Eved, in other words, and she says that she was on the alert to make a good tefillah, to realize a good tefillah, so it's a good tefillah. Loitid beir became a skufa. מפני שיש מכם שמסתתכם בו, אבל תשכה הרבה, עד שיבקרו שורר זה בזה, אלו שיכם מיד, עד שיהיה סיסרי בישראל ונירם כדרך שנירת בשור שירחס, ויהיה תחת דדאו נירס כדרך שנירה בשור שמניקו לזנו, ויהיה תחת ביססכי נירה כדרך שנירה כשאיר גודו אינדי, ונצריכו להרחי כי יחסאו זו מזו יסע מדי, וגם לא להרחי כזרי יסאו מהגוף יסע מדי, אלו כדרך שאין ביצילוכו, ועם שינסו, כגן ששוחסו בייסר, וזוק פה בייסר, אוסו לו תפילה, ויש מי שאין Shaloyals. Now, this is Tolu in the Gemore, Daf Samar Zayin in Ide, and it's Tolu in Tugel Sois. Now, Oma Marukve, Daf Samar Zayin Omed Aleph. The ninth line from the top. Oma Marukve. Lifluf Shebaayin Lachin Echeitzeit Yovish Chechitz. Emis Ayin Nikra Yovish Mishor Shemaschel Erik. Oma Shmuel. חול שבשיח העין אין החיצית, ושאל גבי העין חיצית, אם היו אינו פי חיץ, so we already went over this piece of Gemara, we went over. So there are several pshatim, what does it mean pi chis? One pshat is that it keeps on blinking with the eye, and one pshat is dainis, it stops dripping tears. So memele, according to all the pshatim, the reason is why, אם היו אינו פי חיץ, so אפילו על גבי העין החיץ is because if it's אינו פי חיץ, whether it means that she sheds tears, or it means she keeps on blinking with eye, so then, in all probability, in a very short time, it will come out. It will come out by itself, as a result of the dripping of the tears, or of the blinking of the eye. So Mamele, since in all probability it will come out by itself, so Mamele she's not Makpedes, so it's not Chet. Omer Rabbeich, Poshoi Neo B'Yeseya. In other words, if she opens up her eyes too much, so then, if she opens up her eyes too much, so she makes foldings here on top of the eye. The eyebrow, she makes foldings. So then water will not come in sight between the foldings. Or otsmuinobiyeseya. So then again, she closes, there is a folding here. So then water does not come in the folding here. So loy also latvila. Omar Rishlokish, now this is the Gils of Rashi, the way it appears in our text. Omar Rishlokish, so ye surely tidvilelog dog the loss of Kiditan. Ho ish nire ke eide ro meisig zeisim. Ish on nire is ki rege esuch maniko es no. Now the question is this. There is a loche of beis astorim. There is a very important din here mentioned. There is a loche of beis astorim. What does beis astorim mean? Beis astorim doesn't mean whether it's covered or exposed. Let's say if a person who wears clothes, so everything is covered. So beis astorim means something that is naturally in the usual position, it's exposed. Let's say, but if he puts on clothes, so the clothes cover it. But by itself, when it's uncovered, so it's open. That's a mokim agol. But there are certain things, let's say, the armpit. So when a person stands in his natural position, so the armpit is not exposed. Of course, if he raises his arms like this, so then the armpit will be exposed. But this is not the natural position of the bisashech. The natural position of the bisashech is like this. So mimele. So if in the natural position it's not exposed, then it's beis astorim. So Mimela, this is mentioned. Ho yish oli tidvil al derag veloso. Kiditnan. Ho yish nire ke eider o meisig zeisim. Ho yish o nire es ke reges och mnikas no. So let's say between the feet. So let's say if one will spread out his feet, so between the feet will not be a beis astorim. But that's not the natural position of spreading out the feet. So Mimela, if in the natural position it is so, then it's a beis astorim. So when a person is stay veil, so in other words, when a person is stay veil, so in other words, so he's not mechuyev to spread out his feet, so maybe that water will come in bein hayerechayim between the feet, because the natural position of a person is not to spread out his feet. So maybe he can stand in that natural position. So what? So some water will not come in between the feet, so it will not come in because it's only holy beis mayim binon, but it's not necessary that mayim should come in every part of the Bema Store. This is Allah. So, Isha, so, and that's the reason as to why Poscho in Arabi Eisea, so it's the same deal, according to Rashi. The Rishlokish's deal and Rabbi Yechanan's deal are based upon the same concept, the same principle. Because, what does Rabbi Yechanan say? Poscho in Arabi Eisea, or Otzma in Arabi Eisea? So, Eloi also a thriller. Why? Because if she keeps her eyes a little open in the natural way, so then even though when she keeps her eyes a little open, so then there also in the eyebrow you have certain kmotim, and then some water will not come in the kmotim, but that doesn't, so the tefillah is still a good tefillah, because that's, if water doesn't come in, so that's a misastorim, because he maintains the natural position of the eyebrow. But if, let's say, it's otzmo in erobi eiseya, so memele, so water will not come in places where normally they are kept open. So memele, it's not a visa story. That's why it's really also a trick. All right. Now, there was another girse. There was another girse right after the Gemara of Lifluf Shebaayim Lach in a Chetzes, Yavish Chetzes, Kul Shebzachai in a Chetzes, Vishal Gabaayim Chetzes, and Poscho in erobi eiseya, or yetzmo in erobi eiseya, or also a trile. So then, there is a girse, Viles Hilchase, right after Rabbi Yechanan's memre, before Rishlokish's memre. So the Gemara says, Viles Hilchase kechol hane shmaitse, v'chi itmar hane li tayres, avo li bay lo teir, ki hodo amar Rishlokish, isho li titbeil elo derag delos. In regard to tayres. So in other words, according to that, so Rashi rejected girse. He says it's a girsa shein nechino. But the Rach is girsa, the girsa, Rav Netam is girsa, the girsa, the Raivet is girsa, the girsa, the Rajv, the Rambam is girsa, the girsa. So, Mimele, according to the girsa of the Rach and Rav Netam and the Raivet, so all these aloches of Lifluf Shebaayim and Kral, that Yovish is Chetzeitz, and Shalgabiayim, Kral, Shalgabiayim is Chetzeitz, and Poscho in Obiese, or Yotzman Obiese, or so the Twile is no Twile, that's only the Gabi Taras. That's only the Gabi Taras. Mashain can the Gabi Bailo. So even Yotzman in Obiese, and even Lifu Shebaim, even Yovesh is not Chetzis. And Kheil Shalgabiayim is not Chetzis, the Gabi Bailo. And even Yotzman in Obiese also. Now we have to understand this. So of course, if it's only Chetzis, Ligabi Tyres, that means it's a Chumra Drabono. Because if it had been a Deraise, there wouldn't make any difference whether it's Libailo or Litaris. So, in the Drabono, so there are certain Chumres, Ligabi Tyres, that do not apply Ligabi Bailo. But we have to understand, I mean, every Drabono has to be explained. Why did the Chachomim say, if with Deraise it's no Chitze, so why did the Chachomim say Ligabi Tvile, it isn't? So, we have to explain each din separately. So, in other words, so according to the Rach, and Rabbi Netam, so there is a distinction between Bailo and Tares in regard to Poscho in Arabi Yisrael or Yotzma in Arabi Yisrael. So with Tares it's no good tefillah, and with Bailo it is a good tefillah, and there is also a distinction between Tares and Bailo, Ligabe Lifluf Shebaayim, Yovesh, or Kheila Alayim, or Gabayim. So Ligabe Tares it's Chetzis, Ligabe Bailo it's not Chetzis. Now, so, if the Bailo it's not Chetzes, so that means that Midrash it's no Chetzes. Now, why isn't it Chetzes? But Midrabonon it is Chetzes insofar as Tyrus is concerned. So the question is, Monefshach, if he's Makpi, so he should be Chetzes. The Tyrus and the Bailo, like anything else is Makpi. And if he's not Makpi, he shouldn't be Chetzes even without the Tyrus, I mean. Because the Chachomim were not misaking that even a Miuchain in Makpi is Chetzes without the Tyrus. So obviously, he is Makpi and he's not Makpi. I mean, we mentioned that already. I mean, in explaining certain machlekes between Rav Lezer and the Chachomim, so it's a question of degree of kpeide. So it seems, according to the Rach and Rav Netam, that kreil shal gabi ayin, or lifluf shebaayim yovesh, is chetzis le gabi tayres, so there is a certain element of kpeide. But, as I said at that time, in explaining the machlekes between Rav Lezer and Rabbanon, sometimes a person is so fastidious about something that he will exert the biggest effort in order to have it removed. And sometimes a person is sensitive, but a little sensitive. He doesn't like it. So if he can have it removed, with impunity, without tirchel, without any loss of money, fine. But if he has to exert an effort, so he doesn't mind, it will stick to his goal. So apparently, so in other words, so what is considered a chitze midraise? Mimele is a chitze beinli gabi bailo, beinli gabi tares, something that the person is makpid, period. What does it mean makpid? In other words, that he'll even go to the extent of exerting an effort in order to have it removed, let's say if he has, say it, beneath his fingernail. So the average person, I mean, even if he has to exert an effort, so he'll do it. He'll go to the extent of buying something and spending some money in order to be able to clear it out. So that's called payment. But if it is, so apparently, according to the Rachan Rabbi Tam, Lifruf, Shebrayim, even if it's Yovesh, so a person is not so much makpid that he should be willing to exert an effort and spend money in order to have it removed. But if he can have it removed, it's Yovesh, it bothers him a little, all right, he'll remove it. But if he has to spend time, exert an effort, so he'll forget about it. So the Mele, it's not, Midraise, it's not considered a kpeide. And Ligabi Bailo, so even with Rabbanon, it's not considered a kpeide. But Ligabi Tayres, it is considered a chitz. Now, that's in regard to the distinction between Bailo and Tares insofar as Lifruf Sheba'ayim is concerned. How about Poschoi Neu Abiyeser or Yotzmoi Neu Abiyeser? Now here it's not a question of kpeide. So again, now what does it mean Poschoi Neu Abiyeser? Because there is a loche that Beis HaStorim does not require actual excess of mind, just potential excess of mind, just roll the BS mind. But even if the mind did not come in, it doesn't matter in Beis HaStorim. So the question is, what is Beis HaStorim, what is not Beis HaStorim? So, that's the halacha of Rish Lakish, or Yisho Litzpil Ela Derek Diloso. In other words, whatever is covered in the natural position is not exposed in the when a person assumes the natural position, that is considered Beis HaStorim. But Beis HaStorim. So even though it can be, let's say, so Bein HaYerechayim, between the feet, that's a Beis HaStorim. It's not exposed. But if a person spreads out his feet, then it is exposed. So that's not considered a Beis HaStorim. Now, so the question is, now when it's Otzmo Ineo Abiyeser, so then she forms certain foldings. And then water does not actually come in. It does not actually come in. It is still Holy Beis Mayim. But sometimes it doesn't come in if you make the folding. So according to Rashi's Gilse, so Mimele, if it's Poschoi Neu Abiyeser, or Otzmei Neu Abiyeser, so it's Echtitze, even with Abi Bailo, and Midraise, it's Echtitze. Will not be, we cannot say, we also let Tfile by Otzmei Neu Abiyeser, by Otzmei Neu Abiyeser, Midraise, because Miuta Makpid is not Chitze, it's Midraise. So because of that, but the thing itself, if, let's say, there will be Rov Aguf on that, so Mimele then, the tefillah will not be a good tefillah. So Mimele, according to Rashi's Gilse, is if it's Otzmoi Neu Abiyeser, so Mimele, the certain foldings are formed. And in that position, it's a Beis HaStorim. Because when you close your eyes, so then you have a folding, so between the folding, it's already not exposed at that moment. So Midraise, according to Rashi's Gilse, Midraise, we, as long as at the time of the tefillah, it is a Beis HaStorim. So it is a din of a Beis HaStorim. So the Mele, all that is necessary is that it should be Roli Beis Mayim. Roli Beis Mayim it is. Even though Mayim didn't actually come in. Even though Mayim didn't actually come in. But, Chomimo Misakim, Ligabi Tares, that in as much as the same folding in the natural position, it's not a folding, there are no Kmotim. So most of the time, so it is exposed. Only at the moment of the tefillah, so that part of the eyebrow is a Beis HaStorim. So Mimele, so Midraise, it has a din of a Beis HaStorim. In as much as in the course of the tefillah, it is a Beis HaStorim. And Midrabonon, Ligabi Tares, the Chachom Misakein, that it has a din of a Mokim Gol. Of a Mokim Gol. Alright, now let's see. Loitid veil became a skufo. Sif amelet. Loitid veil became a skufo. Mitne sheyeish mikeime ish e mistatchim bo. Al tish rahar bat sheyit kotorezo bezeh. Elo sheyich emaad at sheyit yis yisrael 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 y ויהיו תחת דדאו נראה כדרך שנראה בשעור שמניקו הזמור because that's the natural position. ויהיה תחת ביס השכי נראה כדרך שנראה כשאירגו באינדי, that's the natural position. ואם הצריכו להרחיק ירחסאו איזו מזו יסה מדי, I'm sure that many liberal men and women, especially liberal women, would resent this aloha. I mean that this is considered as the natural position. I mean, כדרך שנראה כשאירגו. I mean, that they would consider as an insult to the woman. But על פדין, this is the natural position of the ביס השכי. ואם הצריכו להרחיק ירחסאו איזו מזו יסה מדי, וגם לא להרחיק ירחסאו מהגוף יסה מדי, אלא כדרך שהם ביסי לוחו. ואם שימצו, תגן ששוחסו בייסי, או יזוקפו בייסי, אולסו לא תביל, אולסו לא תביל, ויש מישי מר שלא יולסו. So, לפלוג, that's following the two gersois, where the Rashi's gersay or the Rachen Rabbe Tam's gersay. Rachen Rabbe Tam's gersay. And now the Ramo in the parentheses, so he says, Oruch, Usmag, Virashbats, Virambam. Now the Rambam, his drach girse but he and drach am tam girse but the Rambam shita is a little different v'yesh mishay meya yesh mishay meya shaloyos now so liflug is the two girsois so the shah es tekash now here he says also a tefillah so the first loshin is also a tefillah according to whose girse so it's a good tefillah but in regard to kuchul shal gabi ayin and lifu yovish shebe ayin so also as libailo so it's a good tefillah so at the moment here if the mechaber here mentions today is so gabi lifu shebe ayin he should also mention today he should also mention today and the gabi lifu shebe ayin he didn't mention today now siv zayin simen kuktari khe siv zayin ליפלוף שחוץ לעין חייצי, אפילו לך, וליפלוף שבעין אין חייצי. ואם הוא יוביש חייצי, והוא שיצחי להיר, והוא שיצחי להיר. So in other words, so here he doesn't mention the other שיטה, that also the tefillah, so here it's משמע, that there is only one שיטה, no also the tefillah. And here he mentions today. So that is the kasha raised by the Shach, Sifman Tef. Also not here, right? So here you make it. You can hold the Osmer and the Eise. And they come and sit by the Teh. The Yeh Shem Rind also not here. Ein Eile Man Vigoris Bishat. The rest so in sit by the Teh, he says, also the Loitatsim in Eile the Eise, aber auch die Tatschen the Eise. The Moses again, Yeh Shem Rind shall also not here. So that was it's based there. So he says, but that is only, so there is a day that the Tvila is a good Tvila. Is a good Tvila. Who's there? He said, the Rachen Rabbe Tam. Look, who are there is? The less you have to call the Shmaitse. The girl said that Rashi, the reject. Avo am chaber al kochor, we svir le ochet. Shari posak liyo, sifches, gabi tcheil, sifches, gabi tam shebimako, shechitzi, vize hine yalu leman bligoris ochet bishar. Doho behot aye, uchi limuchar bichol aposki, u bes yosef, vitzorich liyo, vitzorich liyo. So, we have to say that now, actually, what is the girse of the Rachen Rabbe Natan? What is the girse of the Rachen Rabbe Natan? The girse is like this. Of first, the Gemara begins, Oma Marukve, Lifuf Shebaim Lachen Echeitzit Yovish Chechit, Eimisai Mikre Yovish Misho Shemaskr Leirik, Oma Shmuel Kheil Shebesecha Ayin in Echeitzit, Vishal Gabi Ayin Chechit, Imo Yeneo Pechis, Afilo Gabi Ayin in Echeitzit. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, so that's a memory of Marukve in connection with Lifuf Shebaim. Then another memory, Kheil Sheb Shal Gabaim, that's a memory of Shmuel. Then comes a third memory by Rabbi Yechanan. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Poscho in El Bieser, Yotzmo in El Bieser, we also at here. So then, according to the Rach and Rabbi Tam's Girse, so we are here is right after Rabbi Yechanan's memory, or Yotzmo in El Bieser, also at here, Viles Yilchese, Ki Chol Hanishmait. שכל הנשמעית, וכי יתמרחנה לתארץ, אבו ליבי לא תאיר, אבו ליבי לא תאיר. Libailotel. So, the Rabbeinu Tam says in so many words that means less hilchase like the Shmaitze of Rabbi Yochanan, and less hilchase like the Shmaitze of Shmuel, and less hilchase like the Shmaitze of Maruk. Because three Shmaitzes are mentioned. But it seems that the Mechaber paskens, he accepts the Girse, but he holds that less Hilchase, Kahane Shmaitze doesn't refer to all the Shmaitzes, but it only refers to Poscho in Eo B'Yeser, Yotzman B'Yeser, even though the Lashon implies more, that it has reference to more than one memory, because he says, Less Hilchase, Kichol Hane Shmaitze. But since Rabbi Yochanan's memory itself deal has reference to two situations, to the case of Poscho in Eo B'Yeser, or Yotzman B'Yeser, so maybe we can say that when the Gemara says the less Yilchase Kechol Hanesh Maitze, it limits itself only to the rest memory. But, so why do you say Hanesh Maitze? Because he discusses two things, Toschoin Obi Eiseya and Otzmen Obi Eiseya. So that's the reason as to why the Mechaber, so in regard to Mishlu Shebaim and Tchil Al Gabi Ayin, so he passes Chaitze, it's not today, but in regard to Isha, that Isha Lekidra the Dilosa, and Otzmei Neo B'Yeseya, and Poschei Neo B'Yeseya, so he passed, he mentions another day. Sorry. But the Rach and Rabbeinu Tam, they say in so many words, that the Pshat in the Gemara is, Less Hilchase Kechol Shmaitze, that not only the Shmaitze by Rabbi Yochanan, that deals with Poschei Neo B'Yeseya, Otzmei Neo B'Yeseya, but the Shmaitze of Shmuel, and the Shmaitze of Maruk, and all the Shmaitze. Alright. Tzorich Shetiye, Sheyiye HaMikveh, Goveya ma'ale taburo zeres lipotz. In other words, if the mikveh is very shallow, that when she's in a standing position, so it's not, the water does not reach 3 tvochim above taburo, above the navel, so then zeres, that's 3 tvochim. So then, it's not good. Why? Because in order that water should come in between one organ of the body and the other organ of the body, in order that water should have access to all the mechanics are gluing, then she must maintain a natural position. But if she bends down and she contracts herself, so then she'll form many kmotin that are not natural kmotin in her, and then water will not come in. So if the water is not shallow, so then she doesn't have to stand, she can bend down. But if she bends down, in a medium way, she doesn't bend in form of a coil, so then water will have access to all the places of the body. Masha'inkein, if it's very shallow, that it's not goveya, mal taburo zeres lipoches, so then she'll have to bend down and she'll form so many kmotim into which places water might not even come in. So maybe the tefillah will not be a good tefillah. Alright. Yesh b'sheina. Sha'af al p'sheim b'geiva mea mikve la'alis bohem kol gufo. Elin kiponeo b'gufo. Kvushe b'karka shaketo. Why? Because it's still possible to maintain a tefillah, and so that water will come in all the places. Ein itzricho lifteach pio kide sheyichnisu bo amai. V'litikve tzeiso yeisa medal. V'imkofto, now here the Mechaber spells out. In the other sea, so the Aruch HaShulchan says that he means like the second, in other words, in the Sifchov Zayin, so the Aruch HaShulchan points out that it's mashma, like the second lotion in the Rash, the second lotion in the Rash. But here he spells it out, that he doesn't pass like the first pshat in the Rash. He says, in tzricho lifteich, piyo kin sheichnesu b'amai, v'loi tikpei tzeiso yeisi amidai. So, as far as this is concerned, so you can say, in tzricho lifteich, piyo kin sheichnesu b'amai, I don't think she shouldn't open it wide open, but she has to keep it open so that water will be able to come between the teeth. So from that it's no right. But, the end of the Losh. He says, the Litik Pitze so Yesa Medai, Vim Koftolos Lotilo, El Tasik Svosero Zulo Zu, Dibuk Benin. So according to the first Losh of the Rash, if she brings the two lips together, Dibuk Benin, then it's not good, the Trile is not a good Trile. Because then no water will be able to come in between the teeth if it's Dibuk Benin. So Dibuk Benin means that when she makes it a Dibuk Benin, so the outer part of the lip that is usually not, that is usually exposed golu will remain golu, but the inner part of the lip that is usually mechuse will remain mechuse. So then it's all right. That's in accordance with the second chat in the Rash, not in accordance with the first chat in the Rash. All right. Loitatzi minero b'yeseh, v'altifatche b'yeseh, v'imotzes akein yeshem rim shalom also atzir. In other words, the 2 days, the 2 gersoyes in the Gemara. צורך להעמיד על גבו יהודיס די לו, יסה מגלשון ולמחות בשור שיקבל השתירה של ישויה מסערישו, צוף על פני המים. So in other words, so, you see, the halacha is that מיעוט המקפיד is only חצי מדרבנן, but מדרייסה it's a good feeling. So that only means, if even that מיעוט, where there is an obstruction, there is a חצי, was also immersed in the water, but there is something on it, let's say, on one sail, there is something that covers it, and mimele water does not moisten the hair. But that hair too was immersed in the water. Mashenke, if she'll go into the mikveh, and one hair that is raised will be above the level of the water, then it's no trilim in rice. So mimele, so tzorich lamid al gabo, yudis deilo, to make sure shall he show you misarisho so far from your mind the main law me should come with al gabo is she belay lo teach her saw al reisho bechut tzemer or bitzua she bereisho or will watch it rapping because if it's tight so then it will be a chitze or bishar shroi shal chutin chalulis or ikusheres so why does he say chalulis because that we discussed there is a machlik yerushenim so according to the rabbis of Avrashi in Shabbos so only it's in the form of a net. But if it's not in the form of an ad, so then it is a chatzitze. Or keishres beget rofu al sarisel. Hamafsheles bno lachirel, kishi ha'aruma vitovlo leolfu latrile. Shemo ho yotid ragoi hatineik, oi biyodo vinidak, biimei vichotzaz vishastrile vaha sholol sonopo. Nichnus utzreire isi ksomin bizdomi ragleo milmato, chaytzitzi. Aspilamis milugmo utio shal bisastori, chaytzitzi. Viafal pi, sheinom tzrichem sheikonsu behamayim, But only be as a man being on. Tzrichim she ruin v'lo yehei bohem dova chetzis. Now, so of course, this is only if it is not absolutely essential that the plaster should be on the body. But suppose she has a certain plaster or a band-aid and the doctor tells her that it must stay on the body for a certain time, so then there are many tshuves who say that it's not a chatzitze because if it has to stay, so for a certain period, so mainly that means it's in a makpedes. It's more than in a makpedes. It means she's makpid that kedah she should stay. Makpid that is a chitze means she's makpid that she should be removed. But here, if the doctor says that it's in the band-aid, the plaster must remain for a certain period, so it's certainly in a makpid, and perhaps it's even more than in a makpid. We discussed that. Right. יש אמרי, שאו אישו צריכו להטיל מים קדם תפילה, אם יצריכו לכך. גם צריכו לבדק עצמו בגדלים ובקטנים שלא יצריכו לעצר עצמו. Why? Because if she צריכו לעצר את עצמו, so then that in itself will be like a dollar chetzis. So then water will not be capable of coming in. If she is a tzeres, that's a mitzias. So maybe it will be a chetzis. But then there are more mentions, in the name of the Ravon, something that is stolen in a certain machlekes, and he says gam tzricho lehosir tzeias achid. Now I mean what Rabbi Geveger mentions in the name of the Rabbi Menachem Azariah, the Rachel Azariah. So that when do we say that this astorim roll be a smile is being on? That's only if it is a beis astorim, which usually is not exposed, but sometimes it is gold, let's say, Ben Bisasher. So usually in a natural position, it's not exposed. But sometimes when you raise your arm, so it is exposed. Machine cane, and there's the Cuban Rabbi Greger, regarding a woman who has a ring in Beis Arachem, in the womb. So that's not Hertzitze. Why, even if he is Makpit, it wouldn't be Hertzitze. Because that's more than Beis Astori, that's a Mokim Bolua. That's never go. So Mimele, the Rabbi Kiveiger in the Agoyes mentions the name of Rabbi Menachem Azarye, the Italia, that if there is a Dover HaChetzetz, let's say, inside the nose, so then it's not HaChetzetz, because that is never seen. Under the armpit, at the armpit, so sometimes it's exposed. So Mimele, if there is a HaChetzetz there, in the Beis HaShechi, so it's HaChetzetz. But in the Beis HaChetem, it's never gold. It's never gold. I mean, when a doctor has to examine a nose, he has to put in a certain light in order to see. So it's never gold. So Mimele, that's a Beis HaBalua. So Mokim Balua, so it's not even necessary that it should be rolled Beis Mayim. But we see that Ravon is Chelik Amvechite. Bishleime, the first thing that he says, Shoyisho Tzricho Lahatol Mayim Kiden Trile. So that's something else, because then Mayim cannot come in at all, even when in the Beis HaStorim, not in the Beis HaBlie. Mashein Kein, Tzeyes HaChetem, that's it, Mokim Balua, not just Beis HaStorim. And he says, Gam Tzricho Lohosya Tzeyes HaChetem, otherwise there'll be a Tzitze. So that means that Rabbon is Chilik and Rabbi Menachem Azar Yeshiv. Now the question is, but how about the rest Mishnah Mikrois of a bullet, of a chetz, that was shot into the goof of a person? So if it's completely inside the goof, so then it's no chitze. So that's the raya. I mean, that in mokin bolua. So there is no chitze. So I mean, that's a mishne mufareshes. What will the Ravon do with that mishne? So we have to say that while the Ravon is definitely chilik and Rabbi Menachem Azarye in Italia, because Rabbi Menachem Azarye in Italia mentions it. In connection with Tzeya Sachet. He mentions it. And he says that even there's a Chitze, but he agrees with that principle. In other words, that if it's a Mokin Balua Ligamre, so then there is no Chitze. And that's the reason as to why the Mishnah says that if a bullet was shot into the goof and it cannot be seen, so then it's no Chitze, because it's Balua Ligamre. But there is a Machlekes between Rabbi Menachem Azarye and the Ravon as to the definition of a Mokim Balua, as contrasted from Beis HaStorim. So according to Rabbi Menachem Azarye in Italia, so Mokim Balua means is something that is never exposed. So of course, something that is in Beis HaChetem is never exposed. I mean, how can you see it? So when a doctor wants to see, he has to take a light and to look into it. But like this, it cannot be seen. So Mimele Rabbi Menachem Azarye holds that's a Mokim Balua. The Ravon also agrees that if it's a real Mokim Balua, let's say a bullet that is, it was shot into the goof, or let's say the child of Rav Greger, if a woman has a ring in the Beis HaRechem, so that cannot be seen. It cannot be seen. So then the Ravon will also agree that there is no Chatzitze. But Beis HaChetem, so it is never seen, but it's possible to see it. The way doctors, I mean, they take a light and they bend down and they look into the Beis HaChetem, they can see it. So the Rabbon holds that as long as it's possible to see it, so Mele, it has a din only of a Beis HaStorim. It doesn't have a din of a Mokim Balua. Mashenkin, a bullet that was shot into the body, so that's a chet shot into the body. So that's Balua Mamish. So there is no Chatzitze. Alright. But the Ravon is Chilik and Rabbi Menachem Azarye is to the extent definition of Mokim Balua. Hoy so besar achas v'shtayim chutz makas reisho mud vak lemako. Hoy so yu shtei sayreis reisho mud bokis bitite bitzei hoy so b'shtei sayreis b'riseineo melmato. V'nokvu v'yitziyam b'riseineo melmailo v'chein hoyo b'sayreis b'riseineo shalmato. Mud bokis b'riseineo shalmailo harim l'chitzitzin. Tetzichtzitzin. Loi tidvil b'avak shal ragleo. So, v'im tovlo, yesh li she'im eyo she'in echeitzitz. She'in echeitzitz. Why shouldn't it be echeitzitz? Because the water, that these Rishenim hold, that even though there is dust on the feet, but the moment she immerses the feet in the water, so then all the dust comes off. So mimele there is a tefillah after the dust is removed. V'yesh me'imir shechetzeit elohim kein shif shifo oy shetov lo becham. So I suppose that there is a machlekes al mitzias, whether immersing the moment she steps into the water, whether all the dust is removed or not. Neither shetov lo bivugodero muteres lebal. So in other words, so that means that if the tefillah is made in a bathing suit, so then it's a good tefillah, as long as it's not tight on the body. But if it's tight on the body, so there are many tshuvas by achrenim, that then it's not, then it is a chitzit. But if it's loose on the body, so then it's a good tefillah. Min kinim shedvukim bibosor v'neishchem be'eir b'mokim seya v'nidvokim b'chezek bibosor tzorich lo siron al dechamim u'geirdom b'tzipeirem. Now the question is why? Why? Now this is if she has kinim, dvukim bibosor, and neishchim be'eir b'mokim siya, v'nidbokim b'chezek. So why we say in yochel asiron is not a chitze? Now if yochel asiron it is a chitze, so even if any yochel asiron, it should still be a chitze. It should be a chitze. Now, so obviously she is makpid, because he says it is a chitze if yochel asiron, she is makpid. So why do we say im ein yochel asiron so in a chitze? So we could say because if it yochel asiron, I mean the average person has enough sensitivity that if there is a possibility to remove the kinim that are dvukim b'basar, so of course the average person is makpid to have it removed. So memele it is a chitze if there is any possibility. But if it is so impregnated in the skin of the goof that it's impossible to remove it, so then she's not makpedes. She's really unhappily not makpedes. Of course she would be more happy if she could have it removed. But in view of the circumstances, so memele she is considered in the makpedes. Now the gro, so that could be the pshat. The gro says, os nun gimu, kim de ribisehu vein makpedes. So in other words, the Gro applies the din that Gemara mentions in Yivomes, not in Gimel, I think, the Muberesh and Isgairov know in Tzorach Tvilez, so Gemara has the Kashe, but if Ubelav Yerachimei, so the Gufo Yisho, the Guf of the Mother should be a Chatzitze, as against the Guf of the Uber, so the Gemara says, Heiner Rebisse, that's the natural way, so maybe it's not a Chatzitze. So the Gro applies here too. In other words, this the Gro is in line with the third lashon in the Mordechai in Shmuel. In the Gabe, Eison sheyesh lo in Sivov, the Ramo, Veison sheyesh lo kim in Kli Esayres, Duke is a bazu, Vinasu Klilo al the Shed. We explain Shed means a germ. Visakono lo isirom, lo ichaitse. So there are three pshotim in the Mordechai. So the first and the second are mimonefshech. But then there is the third. The third said that since there is a sakone in loosening the knot of the seya, it's a sakone, so mele it's haina rebisai. It's a haina rebisai. So how did we explain it? So we explained the third lotion. Now the levush explains it on the basis of in the makpid. So then it could only apply to a case if the sickness affects only part of the hair, not if it affects all the hair in the head. So then, according to Shiles Agenim, the Machaber Pasma Shiles Agenim, so if Rob Bisar, so then even if it's Rob Sar, so even if it's any Makpid is Chetzit. But according to the third term mentioned by the Mordechai, so even if the condition overtakes all the hair in the head, so it's still no Chetzit. Why? But Rov, even if any makpid chetzis, so we said that there is a difference between any makpid and makpid the dafke that should remain. Now makpid that is a chetzis means if the person, the table that is relevant is makpid to have it removed. Any makpid means doesn't care whether it's removed, not removed. But then here it's more than any makpid. Since it's a sakone to loosen the knot in the hair, it's a sakone. So in other words, she is makpedes that should remain there all the time. So then, it's hanging the Messiah, that's the natural way. So just as the goof of the mother the muberes is not a tzitze for the vlad, for the fittest, because there's a natural way. So this is the natural way. The natural way it is. I mean, it has to remain there on the air. Otherwise, she'll become, there'll be danger. Her life will be in danger. So that means, when we say that if it's wrong, so even any makdis chaytzeitz, if it's any makdis, indifferent. But if there is a kpone, that it should remain there, because of sakone, so then it's hainere bisaye. So even if it's wrong, so it's no chaytzeitz. So this is, so in other words, the levush mentions the reason as to why the klila shebisar machmashed is no chaytzeitz, because it's miuchin makpit. So thus implying that if this condition affects all the hair on her head, then it is a chaytzeitz. So the levush holds that there is no difference between any makpit indifferent and any makpit where the tevel is makpit that it should remain there all the time. It still has the same din as any makpit. So that's the machleke between the levush and the Mordechai. So the gross pshat, when the gross says v'imin yochla, the gross in yochla siren ene chaytzeitz, so he says kim deri bisayehu v'ine makpedet. So in other words, right, so what does the gro mean? The gro means tupshot. Kinder basayu, some mele, it's no chitze, even if it will affect the rov of the body. Let's say, suppose someone is so unfortunate, he's affected with a certain disease, that kim ardvukin biboso, to the rov of the body, and it's a sakone to have it removed. Some mele, according to the Mordechai, it's no chitze, because I'm a basayu. Then the gro mentions, veino makedes, that in order that it should accord with the sheet of the levush, according to the levush, so we don't say hainari bisaye when a person is makpid that he should remain there. So memele, so then it's not a chitze because it affects only mute of the body, not rov of the body. So the gro really, when he says kimdri bisaye uveine makpedes, he is really mentioning two separate times. One time is alibi the shite of the Mordechai, and the second time is alibi the shite of the Levush. Alright, nida shetovlo. Nida shetovlo b'lo itavon. Kigen shenoflo vise chamayim, oi sheyodo lo hokir, harizu muteres lebayim. Harizu muteres lebayim. So that's a machlekes, dach lamed alef in chum, between Rav and Rav Yechanan. Between Rav and Rav Yechanan. So Rav says that tefila lichum in itzricho kavone, litrume itzricho kavone, but lechum itzei mitzchir kavone. So mimele, libaylo, that's lechum. So mimele, even if it's without kavone, she just accidentally fell into the water. Oh, the kavone was to cool off, not to get it filled, but agavuche, her whole body was immersed in the water. So it's a good filler, so there's libaylo. That's rab. And Rabbi Yechanan says, no, that's lichot filler. So now the mechaber paskens like rab, and most rishenim Paskin like Rav. The Rambam paskins like Rav, most Rishen. But the Rashba paskins like Rabbi Yechanan. He says there is a general rule that whenever there is a machleke between Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, so Alochik Rabbi Yechanan. So the Rambam and Shom Rishenim hold that the Arayah is from the Gemara, that here the Alochik is like Rav, even though generally whenever there is a machleke between Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, Alochik Rabbi Yechanan. But the Rashba holds there is no Arayah from the Gemara that the Alochik is like Rav, so we have to apply the general rule that Rav Rabbi Yechanan Alochik Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi Yechanan says that Tefillah Lechum is also Tzrir Kavone, so that's why the Rashba paskens that she requires, even with Bailo, she requires another Tefillah. V'yesh lahachnu lechatchit. Yesh ekosvu sheyesh liisho liyesnua b'leil tulosom. V'chino agu anoshim mahasti leil tulosom shalilele bin humo oi bifnei b'abriye shalayadishu ben b'yodom u'mishineisikei nemar ole ro'o shechen behimo. That's in Yonim of Tznias. Yesh li noshim mizoya kishayitzis na tfilo, she yivga bo chaverto, she lo yivga bo tchilo dovatomei. Oye lekechovim, as the Nisikilim point out, it doesn't mean dafke lekechovim. It means an lekechovim because lekechovim in those days, and maybe even today, were shokua in immoral things, but the same thing is, if she meets a Jew whom she knows that he's not a immoral person, so it's the same reason. The pogubo dvorim eilu imi reshamayim tazavitivle. I mean, today, we're not zoyer in that, because today, men and women are not on the level to be midagdek in these midas chsides. And if they were midagdek in these midas chsides, it would be inconsistent with other modes of behavior. So because of that, so we're not midagdek in that. weil ich kann mal safe sein, wenn ich alle, wie Mutter hat, ich kann mir nicht wehren, wie Mutter liegt, ich hat. Go over, see me go to the test, and then we have to, after Kup Tzal Tadek test, Kup Tzal Zion, I mean, we didn't go with Kup Tzal Zion. So, after Kup Tzal test, first in the tour. Now, the basic Gemara in Kup Tzal is the Gemara in Govakame, Daf Beveis. Daf Beveis Omed Aleph, the third line from the end of the Omed, the fourth line from the end of the Omed, so the Gemara says, Asor HaTakonis Tik Nezre. So one of the Takonis that Nezre was Misakein was, Sheti Isho Chifefes Vitivels. That an Isho should be Chifet before Tfilin. So the Gemara says, Kashi Deraisi, that's not the Takonis Chachamim of Ezre, that's the Deraisi. The Tanya Verochat Zepsori Bamayim, Shil Yidobo Chitzit Vimsori Lamayim, as psore, as a topul psore. So two things. First of all, there shouldn't be chitze, and also that the sar is also important. If not for the special kesakosef, I would say sar is not considered like the good order. So umay niu sar, so it's the raise. Amre the raise li yune dil memikta mid raise. So she's mechuyeves to take a good look. I mean, anyone who is stable, whether it's a woman or a man, so he's mechuyev to be on guard lest there is a knot or something. In amemots, lest there is some filth that on the goof. In amemots, with the mishuch tzitze. The osiyu, so Ezra came and he was misake in chvif. Now, what does chvif mean? What does chvif mean? So, Rashi says chvif bimasrik leachok ed milz. That's what Rashi says here. In other words, should comb the hair. So Ezra is on the Raisa, she is not mechuyeves to comb the hair before Tfile, but Ezra is misaking, she has to comb the hair. The Teisa says, "Ish the Nisha Chifafes, Eime Rab Netam, Shaloi Tikein Chvife Elo Bereish, Vechei Mashi." So in other words, that the Takone of Ezra was only Bereish. And what does it mean Bereish? To comb the hair. Vechei Mashi, when we come up with some of the Raisa, Timon Mikta, Uchvife Namele Shaykh Elo Bereish. כי נתנם בנוזיר, נוזיר חיפה ומפספיס, אבל לא יסרק, אבל בשור הגוף, שייך משה הדוח, כי להמרינו נפריק בסך לנידה, לאילו מלעמיד אותו מסרבי סי שתהי שם עדיך עוד בייס כמו תאו, במאי, ומרוסו נמי משמע, כי בשור הגוף אין צורך הדוח, אלא דווקא בייס כמו תאו, אבל גם דיקומים לבייס כמו תאו נוחת לו דבוסה, כי אבל גם בייס מים לבינו, או לבייס מים בינו, מכל מוקים, לכל אפילו כמו תאו, משמע דווקא לכמו תאו. V'loy b'shoragu. So the Rambam says that Ezra was only misak in chvife. I mean, Gemara says only was Ezra misak in chvife. But the chiyuv of chvife is only breish. Not on the body. So in other words, you don't have to wash. You don't have to wash the body. So then the Gemara says, "Vayi didei didi chosarto." So Eishes Rav Nachman told Rav Nachman that she did not have any water, and because of that, so she couldn't go to Tfile. So, but according to Rabbi Tam, Ezra was only misakein that should wash her hair, but not the group. So, Avro Pishen Chayvo, Hoyso Regilo Virchitz. She was machmir. Moshenei Agin Gamacho Virchitz, Kol Gufo Bimayim Cham. So, Rashi here says, Rashi says, "Vos yu tikin chvife b'masrik." Now, masrik means combing. So that certainly does not apply to the group. You can't comb the group, so only the hair. The Rabbi Tam says that it has only reference to the hair. But from Tam it's mashma that Ezra was misakein that a woman is mechuyeves to wash her hair before she goes to it. Rashi here mentions just combing, doesn't mention washing the hair. But Rabbi Tam says that the chinuch of washing the hair applies only to the hair, not to the rest of the group. And then Rabbi Tam says, even though the Gemara says leivom dilamidotom b'sir beisei shidiyisha maticho beis kmoteo, the kmotim, the foldings in the body. So Ramtam says only the Beis Motel, the Beis Astorim. But the goof, the rest of the goof, not. Usually one would say that when Gemara says Madicho Beis Motel, so it means even the Kmotim. Even the Kmotim. So and the Amelie Rishenim say that, even the Kmotim. Because it's Beis Astorim. So it's not even necessary that Mayim should come in, only Holy Bias Mayim. So even the Kmotim, which is more cow than the rest of the group, that is Golu, so she still has to wash it. So, but Ramtam says no. The hair she has to wash is a special takone, and the Kmotim also. Why? Even though generally the Kmotim, which is a Bias Astorim, is more cow than the rest of the group, but inasmuch as it is hidden, some mele, something can get stuck there because it's a Bisak Motim. So because of that, there is a takone to wash the Bisak Motim. But the became is a glue. So it's not so likely that something will get in there. It's not so it's gold. So if something gets on the body, it falls off. So mainly there is no halacha of washing. That's sometimes. But other is shemachet. Now let's see the two. Now this is the basic Gemara in regard to Chvif, the Takonas is, now, Simen Kuf Tzadik Tes, Le'ilom Yilamei Dodo Misir Beisei Sheteisho Madicho Kmotel, Vichol Beiso Rel, Bimai, Vishetei Chifefes Ha'Reisho. So he says, Vishetei Chifefes Ha'Reisho, so he says in so many words, she should be Chifei Vesa Ha'Reisho. Vishetei Sirekes Yofi Bimasri, Shoi Yulitpokim Zebo Zet, Shezui Mitakonas Ezre, Shetei Chifefes Vishastvil. So Rashi says they are Sirekis, Sar. But Rashi doesn't say, how about washing the hair, how about washing the whole body? Rashi doesn't say. So Rashi, insofar as the Rashi in Golkam is concerned, so it lends itself to two interpretations. One is that the Takone Sezre was only that she has to comb the hair, but not to wash any part of the body, neither the body nor the hair. Another interpretation is Rashi mentions that Ligami the hair, in addition to washing, she is also mechuyevus to comb. The rest of the body, there is no combing, just washing. So we don't know as far as the Rashi in Bulkam is concerned. All right. So he says, and Teisle and Rametam says that it means chifefes, she has to wash the hair, but only the hair. But the rest of the body, Rametam says in so many words, she is not mechuyevus to wash, and that's only a minik that we do it. Mitzad Adin, she is not mechuyevus to wash the body. Now he mentions Pirish Rav 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 Shmai Vishim Rashi. So while Rashi will come and he mentions Serekes B'masrik Esarecho, doesn't say anything else, but Rashi says Shetzricho L'chalayin Kol Gufo Yof. Now that's Mitzrayis L'chalayin Kol Gufo V'lochim Feisho B'mayi U'lishetvo V'chvife Shaykh B'chol Agu. So Rashi Shite is that Takone Sezre implied that she has to wash the whole body, including the hair. But in the hair, she has to do two things. First, she has to wash, and she has to comb. The rest of the body, just to wash. But the basic motim Rametam is also made it, that she has to wash. So in other words, according to Rametam, the rest of the body, she doesn't have to wash. ונוהגו פני ישראל לרחץ ולאכל כל גופם במים ומן הכושר עד כאן לשם הרמב״ם עד כאן that's the lotion of the rosh, that's end of quote. So in other words, so it's mashma from the lotion of the rosh that he agrees with Rav Netam, because he says מן הכושר, if he had agreed with the shikr from the shmai and the rashi, so it's not trying to say מן הכושר, I mean that's the kol says. All right, then lotion הרמב״ם. So he mentions the Rosh Rambam, and the tool interprets the Rambam in a very strange way, which so the Bes Yosef is masikam. He says Rosh Rambam, din tere she diativeles meayenes biatzmo somchitzim ubidekes kol gupo shemoyish bodovo shechitzim bitzim. So there is midrashe she is mechuyeves to be alerted and to be on guard to make sure that there is no chitzim. Because the Rosh Hashanah is with the Reise Yunibaum. He says, the Ezreu b'zinei tiknuk she'tichifefes b'chol mokim sar shebo b'mayim cham. So in other words, so I mean, the Rambam says,
That's not only Sarah Reish, any place where they say her off. So she has to be revenged. The Meir Hami, we see Reke say so, or we find Vese say so, the Yodel, Yope Yope, Kidei Shet Yitatia Sariseo Engage Ben Kosha. At camp. So actually there is nothing difficult in that Rambam. But the Tur says, Yira Midvorov, She Yeisa Machmir Biyun Aguf, Mi Biyun Oreish, Mit Mishezed in Teire, Vizeine, Elo Takones Ezra. So he says, it appears from the Rambam that Iyun Aguf is more important than Iyun Oreish. In other words, the Iyun Aguf, so is Mechuyev to be Nahayim Midrais, to make sure. But on the hair of her head, she's not Mechuyev to look over. Where did the Rambam say that she's not Mechuyev? The Rambam only says, the Ezreel Bizvinei, so why was he Midai for Rosh Rambam? He says, din teiro shetiyativeles meyemes bi atzmo somuch litriwe ubuidekes kol gufo. So he doesn't say ubuidekes kol gufo vissaro, he just says ubuidekes kol gufo. So the main way he deduced from Rosh Rambam, he is only yemes in ubuidekes gufo, but not saro, because even there is a chitzit and the seyor, it's only mirabolo. I mean, but it's strange. I mean, the Gemara says vitoro les psoro romayim atof dom atof ilu psore umayim yu seyor. So the Beis Yosef says, I mean, the Ramban, when he says Ubidekes kol gufo, he means Seyor also. But then he says, in regard to Seyor, so in other words, the Ramban agrees with Rabbetam. In addition to the Betike and the Iyun, looking over, she has to wash the hair and to comb the hair. That's with Rabban. But the Iyun, that applies, there is Midrash Seyor regarding the Seyor, just as it is regarding the Guf. All right, so it's a very strange story. He says, so you know, Dvorah, she yeitza machra b'yina guf m'yina reish, and then teira, and then you'll take on seh. Now, chbi v'shem b'kim sa'ar, l'tiyah b'mayim kod, l'v'shem sa'ar b'chim asah, elo b'mayim cham, u'miu afilu b'chame chamo. It doesn't matter how it was heated. Even if it was heated b'chamo, so it's sad. V'litoche b'nasah, l'v'shem echateich hasah, l'chizah u'istavich, v'loi bo'or, l'v'shem sa'ar hasah. L'loi b'chol, so I mean, so the Nisikarim point out, Oel is not our soap. Oel was a different kind. It was a certain kind of a detergent. I mean, that was misabich. But the soap is not misabich, on the contrary. Now here we have, again, a machleket between Rashi and the Shiltas. Now that's the Gemara in Ide. That Samaches Omedale, just before the Mishnah. So the fourth line above the Mishnah in Samaches Omedale. The Yilchese Isho Chitepes Biyei Vitibeles Balayot. So that means that she should make the preparations, washing, combing, in the day, before the night. And then the Tfilah should take place in the night. But then the Yilchese Isho Itochitel Balayot, that all the preparations of watching and combing should take place at night, not in the day before the night. Kashi Yilchasahara Yilchasek. Loi Kashi. Hodi Efcher, Hodi Loi Efcher. So Rashi says like this. Hodi Efcher, Lochit B'yeim, Chitepet B'yeim. He should make the preparations of washing and combing before sunset. And then to go Tfilah at night. Why? What's wrong if she makes the preparations, let's say, in the Beis HaTfilah at night? Because if she makes the preparations in the Beis HaTfilah at night, she's likely to do it in hurry, in order to come home early. So Mimele, she will not do a good job. So because of that, it's preferable that she should make the preparations of washing and combing before sunset, and then the Tfilah at night. But if it's Loyak Sheah, so let's say if she has to go through on Mitzvah Shabbos or Mitzvah Yom Tov, so Litochei Vela Balayu. Why? Because then, if she will, so, I mean, she couldn't make the preparations on Shabbos. She couldn't comb the hair on Shabbos. She couldn't wash the hair on Shabbos. I mean, and the whole group. I mean, it could be done out the din, but she certainly would not be. She certainly wouldn't be able to comb the hair on Shabbos. That's a nisagomor, and even washing. I mean, the whole goof. I mean, the chamim is also on Shabbos.
is also a Shabbat. So anyway, even in cold water, let's say, if it's lukewarm or cold water, she shouldn't use anyway, so that's the halacha. But let's say if it's a little lukewarm, so but it's not the proper thing to be done on Shabbos. So mimele, so then she does it mitzoy Shabbos, or mitzoy yom. So according to Rashi, the preferable thing is that she should do it beid yed, not the wife. The Shiltes explains it just the other way. The Shiltes says, kashi ilchasa ilchasa loy kashi. Hodi efsheh, if it is efsheh, that it should be done b'laylo, so then that should be done. In order there shouldn't be any interval between the preparations and the tefillah. Because if there is an interval, so then something might get on the group or on the seyah within that interval. But hodi lo efsheh. Hodi lo efsheh. Now let's see, he mentions the middle, the text is mentioned. Uvishutit ravachoye, parshas achimei, spiro sheho efsheh lochit alil tefillah, shuuchay. Suppose she has to go tefillah Friday night. So then she couldn't do it on Shabbos, so then she does it Friday in the year. Okay. So there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Shiltes. What is the preferable thing? According to Rashi, the preferable thing is that the tefillah should be done in the year, but if it's a shasat chak, so then it can be done b'laylo, and according to the Shiltes, so the preferable thing is that it should be done b'laylo. But if, let's say, the tefillah is Friday night or any other circumstance that prevents the chvife from being done b'laylo, so then it can be done b'laylo. Alright, now, so he says, chvife zu pir sharashe mutef shetiyeh b'yeim shalitnei t'loso, m'bleyut t'loso, m'tishe m'aheres b'laylo, v'litoch ifyot, uvishiltes par shachemeis, פירה שמותף שיהיה את הבלילה, כשיהיה סומך לתלוסו. וכל זה הדיני עובר עוזר ונגרס אנושים שמסחיל לצלוחת מבייה, ואיסקיס בכפיפה עד שתחשך, ויוס טייבלייס, והתמחמיר אצל עצמון, שאף על פי שחופף הוא נסיס עם מוהם מסחיק, ויסר כזו ויסטפילו עד כאן, ועד הוא ארץ אינורת בייצה. בואו דייס, רשי שיטה, אין בשולת השיטה. כל תלוסו מצוי שבס, שיהיה אפשר לא לוחת מבייה, די לו בכביס עצלו תלוסו. ומקום מוקים מנג יופי שתירחי צוויתוחי יופי בערב שבס. ומצוי שבס תוכת מיד את איסס הרסל. נזדמנו לו תפילו בליל שבס, שיהיה אפשר ללוחת בלילה, די לו בכביס יהיה. ואפילו אם חולו שני יום טיילים בים חס, בים היי ווב, in other words, let's say, Thursday and Friday, בים היי ווב, חיפפס ביל בי. So in other words, so we see from there that all these things are only לחתחילס, not the Eved. Because if it had been the Eved, so it wouldn't be mutter, even in such a case. חפצת גבי ותבלת בו שבס, או אם חול יונתת מצוי שבס, וחצת וחפצת בר שבל, ואשתי זוי אחר חיצה וחליפה, וליקן טאפ שלו לבנו. So in other words, if there is a considerable interval between the חפיפה and the תפילה, so then she has to be careful not to use something that sticks to the body. ולחפיפה וליקן טאפ שלו לבנו, וסס הקדומה שאתה לבנו חציצה, וגם תיק שעשה ריסאו שלו יסבל בלו, ואם טוב לו ולאינו עצמו מקדם לחי, אם ניזר לו מליססי, בדובר החיצה, זה אולסו לתפילה, ואם לאו לא יאולסו לתפילה. וביונטף יחילו להוכן קיטם של מים, קיטם של מים להודיח כמותר ובישראל, אבל לא יוכל לגוד. כל ספר אשבו, חופפו ואינו עצמו בחיר ובייה, וטוב לו בארץ, או אם המחוסה, שלא יטוב לו סומך לפיפה, או סו לפילה דבת, זה ראי יש פעם מצוי שבס, and מצוי שבס, that comes after 2 days of יונטף. So there can be, Wednesday, so then she makes the chfife. Wednesday before Shkiyesh. So you have so many days intervening. Avo pishlo yishe somo chfife, avo chofe for klau, lo yolso lechfife. So as long as there was a chfife, even if there were 2 days intervening,